Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, dropping things, beavers, and Mark Zuckerberg. Coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Business Banking mit der ING.
Ich bin Lucia und ich bin Imkerin. Ich habe Millionen Arbeiterinnen, brauche aber nur ein Konto.
Hol dir jetzt dein ING-Geschäftskonto, die ersten 6 Monate kostenlos und mit bis zu 200 Euro Gutschrift. Das ING-Geschäftskonto. Dein Business, dein Banking.
Why do you have to get drunk to be an ass? Why do you have to get tight before you get loose? Why do you need a double before you get into trouble? Can't you get into trouble without an excuse? You want to get up and get out and get free and get crazy. But why do you have to start by getting stoned? 'Cause Pat, you don't have to get drunk to be an ass. You can be an ass on your own.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I have a technical question, and maybe someone in the restaurant business can help me with this. Mm-hmm. Now, restaurants are they're kind of classified in certain ways.
What do you mean?
You've got your fast food restaurants, and you've got the fast food restaurants where you can sit down.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And then I forget, what do they call it? Is it something casual? The ones that are
casual dining, fine dining, yeah.
At what point does a restaurant, if someone drops a tray of food, if the people in the restaurant don't clap?
Yes, that's right. That's a certain level of.
Where does that fall?
Yes, I think if you're at an Applebee's. Half the people are going to clap.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Because it's casual. Some are going to go, this is, if you're in an Arby's, everyone's clapping.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But if like, in a, is it, has there ever been a place, like a really fancy place, you know, linen tablecloths and silverware? So someone drops a tray and glass, and somebody, I say, everyone.
Oh.
You good show.
Put that anywhere, pal.
Thank you. Yes. I'm just curious if there's a classification for that. I know that.
Do you clap when people drop things?
No, I do not.
I've never even.
It was big in our school cafeteria.
Oh, well, yes, that's of course, in school.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just kind of wondering. There's a certain level of class. Oh, so we're going to a fancy place. Where someone drops a tray, we ain't gonna clap.
So that's one thing that stayed generationally, is I hope right now, if today it's at lunch, somebody drops their lunch tray, the whole cafeteria will clap.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Go away. I think there are certain things that... Now, I wonder if that happens in all cultures.
Yes.
No, I'm serious.
You're right. Does that transcend...
For example, I have a theory, and it's dumb like most of mine. I have a theory that kids in all cultures, when they're swimming... keep shouting out at their parents to watch this.
Yes, oh, yes. I think you're right. Yeah. Any, or doing something on a swing set.
Yeah,
that's
any
new,
pool
yeah.
you go to. Mom, watch this. Mom.
Yes.
But
you didn't watch.
I mean, even I suppose like in North Korea, you know, if the kids have enough energy from the lack of food to swim, if they're going, hey, Mom, watch this. I just curious. I mean, when North Korea, if you drop a tray,
you're
well,
shot.
You're probably
shot.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
In South Korea, would they laugh if you drop dishes? Broke dishes.
I'm honestly trying to remember because I used to eat with, you know what? No, but when I ate in the cafeteria at my school, it was only, they only served food to the kindergartners because that at that time of day, the older kids were in their regular school. So they didn't know that bit yet.
Ah.
You know what I did learn in the Korean cafeteria?
What?
If the little girl across from you who has a mouthful of rice, so much rice in her mouth that her cheeks are puffing out.
Yes.
If she sneezes,
yeah,
that rice will go all over you.
Oh,
good. It was amazing how much rice was on my face and in my hair. And
yeah, what's the worst thing you've ever spewed all over your windshield from the inside?
What's your answer?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you're eating
I've never done that
you sneeze
ever.
And was like, I can't see. There's a burrito all over my windshield. I'm sorry.
You need to take better control of your bodily functions.
They're under control.
Sneezes happen when they want, don't they?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm not sure what they were eating, but someone in front of me the other day had a bowl with a spoon, and they were either eating soup or cereal driving their car.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That is a really bold move.
From the back, I was like, are they eating out of a bowl? And I pulled next to them to see, and they were. They were driving with their knee and had a bowl, and they were just a spoon and just going at it.
Great.
Man.
In a nice car. Like this wasn't some degenerate.
Some of these new nice cars actually drive themselves. You don't really need your hands on the steering wheel.
Maybe that's what
that
it was. Because I do the knee thing.
Right.
You know, drive with the knee, mm-hmm. but he probably was.
I don't care how good cars get. I don't know that I'll ever enjoy a chowder while I'm on the road.
It's funny because your shirt reminds me of tomato soup.
Oh.
I call that the tomato soup shirt.
I see.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, why don't you pretend like you're a grilled cheese sandwich and dive on into this?
Ooh. That's the worst come online I've ever heard.
I know. It's never worked yet.
Don't shake your shoulders like that. It's
disturbing
when you do that. Making me slightly want to throw
cute.
Up. Okay. Now, we promised beavers in the news.
Yes, we did. A handful of them. They're invading suburban areas around Phoenix, Arizona. The Arizona Republic reports two cyclists recently found a beaver in Arcadia and contacted Southwest Wildlife Conservation, which rescued the animal. The latest beaver is one of three recent rescues in the area. In early December, a healthy male was rescued from a backyard near Camelback. And in November, a female beaver was injured after being struck by a car in Tempe.
Aww.
Beavers are native to waterways around Arizona. The Conservation Center estimates that there are about 200 beavers in the wild statewide, though.
It's not a lot.
No.
But they're encroaching. Well, we're encroaching, and they're just showing up in our
neighborhoods. Well, there's not a lot of water in Arizona.
Not
I don't
a
know
ton,
if you've
yeah.
been there.
Yeah,
really.
I know.
I was trying to learn about this. I went over to Josh's house, and I saw that video, Suburban Beavers.
Yeah.
not what I expected.
You seem to enjoy it.
Right next to Beaver Invasion.
Yeah, that was less about beavers invading and more about invading beavers.
Yes. Interestingly enough, I didn't realize there were beavers in the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had read this thing that beavers were extinct at the Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
They mm-hmm. haven't seen a beaver there since the early 80s.
Pat?
Hey, Christy?
Yes. Doesn't Pat have a beaver song?
What did the beaver say when he bit into a cactus?
I don't know what.
Damn.
You forgot to play the Ace Cosby music before.
Did you approve of that one?
That sucked.
Oh!
Harsh words.
All right.
About that, Ace.
All right, Godwin's got this one.
Have you ever watched a
lot of setup here?
You ever watched a beaver? Not a dam. I mean,
he hasn't moved.
I have seen beavers swimming around a dam. Yes, it was like a what are they, just a fallen tree in water and the sticks were everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I wouldn't have called. I know, but it was so small that, like, they were, like, building it, so it was so small, I didn't know if it was a dam yet.
It's a lot of it's underwater.
It's a damette.
It was a damette.
Well, I ain't seen a beaver, gnaw on wood like that since I took your mom to the prom, Billy.
You know, Dad, I wish you wouldn't say things to me like that. Especially with a backseat full of my friends.
May Pat sing now?
You ready, Pat?
You know, there was a restaurant down the street, Tom.
Yeah?
Years ago, and they had exotic things to eat. Do you remember that?
I do. That's when you used to eat meat, didn't you?
Yeah. I went to a place, that served exotic dishes like elk and wild boar. I heard it was delicious, but one thing I ate made me sick. It's so sad to see good beaver gone bad. Everybody now. Good beaver gone bad. Oh, it was tough and dry. Oh, I took a whiff and almost fainted. The pink had turned brown and it tasted kind of tainted. You take your chances eating out. Oh, I should have had the trout. Good beaver gone bad. Oh, you want it fresh. Don't let it spoil rotten. Or leave it hanging around where it's forgotten. You better eat it while it's hot, cause pretty soon it's not. Yeah, good beaver goes bad. Sometimes a beaver make that sound.
Kind of muffled.
Her lobs dried up. Her once was so delicious. She's cruel and she's cold now. Oh, vile and vicious. She was up to no good while she gnawed on wood. Yeah, good beaver gone bad. Good beaver. Good beaver. Good beaver gone bad.
Ooh, thanks. Like a trombone. Thank you very much, Pat.
Yes.
We return to the Bob and Tom News Desk with Christy Lee.
Mark Zuckerberg says he's now raising cattle on his ranch in Hawaii. In a post to both Instagram and Facebook, Zuckerberg said his goal with the cattle project is to, quote, create some of the highest quality beef in the world. Hmm. He said he is raising Wagyu and Angus cattle that will be eating macadamia meal and drinking beer that we grow and produce right here on the ranch.
Really?
According to NBC News, some cattle farmers give their animals beer to stimulate their appetites, although it's not a common practice. Zuckerberg concluded his post by saying, quote, of all my projects, this is the most delicious.
Wow. All right.
So, I don't understand. Why would you want to give animals alcohol?
Stimulates their appetite. They eat more. They get bigger.
Because they're drunk?
I don't know if they get drunk.
Haven't you ever just wanted to eat a
night?
Haven't you ever?
Have you had to take it
to White Castle in the middle of the night?
Yeah, there's a reason Jack in the Box is still open.
Yeah.
Hey, have you smelled this burger? It smells like a dive bar. It's got the charming taste of cigarettes and beer. So this is his hobby, raising cattle?
Yep. Why not? Right.
I don't know. Maybe you've got that much money. Maybe your hobby should be helping the homeless. I don't know. Around your factory.
He's feeding them all Wagyu.
Yeah.
Ooh, that would be creepy, wouldn't it?
What?
Beef eating beef?
No, he's feeding the homeless.
Yeah, I meant the homeless. Yeah. But that is... Although that would be a really good steak.
The so-called modest proposal there is to go ahead and start eating the homeless.
My guess is that Elon Musk will probably now start raising cattle in space.
Yeah.
That'll be the next thing.
Federal officials...
Do you ever look at Mark Zuckerberg and say to yourself, well, that guy's a rancher?
No, I don't at all.
But looks like a cowboy to me.
I'm sure he has plenty of help.
He looks like a robot. He looks like an AI conjured.
He looks like Data from Star Trek Next Generation.
Yes. And has the same facial expression.
Exactly, yeah.
Zero.
What's the latest with isn't he going to be getting into the ring with Elon? Isn't that the whole...
Which, by the way, Elon's going to get his butt whooped. Like, Zuckerberg has won, like, jiu-jitsu competitions.
Mm.
Like,
he
has been training for, like, the last 5 or 6 years. He does jiu-jitsu all the time. He is going to whoop Elon's ass.
Really?
Yeah. That's my bet. I'm putting $5 on it. $5.
Is that going to be on pay-per-view? Is that how that's going to work?
I don't know.
Yeah, now that's what they should do. They should do a pay-per-view. All the proceeds go to the homeless or to a charity.
Right.
That would be a good.
I think Elon will come out with some kind of wrist laser.
Yeah.
You know, Zuckerberg gets it off. Hi-ya, ta-ta, and Elon goes, fizz, oh, just Tesla'd your balls. the old Tesla to the balls.
Tesla to the balls. A passenger aboard an Air Canada flight was injured after opening a cabin door and falling out of the plane before takeoff.
That's funny.
Air Canada confirmed.
Well, I think, by the way, really good that he did it early.
Yeah, do it now.
You know, the tarmac's 12 feet down as opposed to 16,000. Yeah.
You're supposed to wait for the slide to inflate first. You aren't supposed to jump.
Air Canada confirmed the passenger boarded the flight from Toronto to Dubai normally, but instead of going to his seat, he opened a cabin door on the opposite side of the aircraft and fell onto the tarmac.
Hey, is this the Delta Lounge?
And that's a hell of a fall, man.
Yeah, the man who officials said was in a state of crisis was transported to a trauma center with non-life-threatening injuries. Yikes. And the flight delayed 6 hours.
Oh,
man.
Can you... If I was the other passenger on that flight, though, I would find this guy and beat him for making me wait six more hours?
Yeah.
Now, we were talking earlier about levels of restaurants, and at what level is it inappropriate to clap when...
Somebody falls out of a plane?
No, when someone drops a tray of stuff at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I think once you get to the linen tablecloth and the nice silverware, it's probably not appropriate when, you know, a waiter slips and drops a giant tray of champagne to applaud. What's the protocol on clapping when the plane lands?
Mm. It doesn't bother me when people do it. I'm not a clapper on a plane.
No. Yeah.
I've been on a plane that had a lot of turbulence midway and then safe landing. And
so they want to congratulate the pilot.
Yeah. You made it through a tough spot. Yeah.
Okay.
I've only been on one flight where that was a thing.
I've been on a couple, and I'm applauding. With,
yeah. Really?
Thank you, great pilots. We appreciate your skill.
Yeah, we appreciate your skill, of course. But
two buttons at most.
Thanks,
talk to any pilot. They tell you.
No, there it takes a great deal of skill. Mm. You incredible.
Why do they have all those other buttons in there then?
For show?
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
Okay.
Look at all the buttons in front of me.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch
them. He doesn't know how to use a single one of them.
This thing doesn't even work.
You made your point. Speaking of restaurants, Tom, the world's first AI-powered restaurant will soon open in California.
Boo.
According to CBS News, the Pasadena restaurant called Cali Express will be powered by technology from Miso Robotics.
Miso Robotics.
That's right. Which is known for its AI robotic fry station, Flippy. You'll recall Flippy.
Oh, this place.
And Pop ID.
We had Flippy here.
Yeah, we did. A technology company that simplifies ordering through biometrics. Customers will be able to order their food from self-service kiosks and then can watch as the grill robot freshly grinds and cooks the beef while Flippy cooks your fries.
We're back to the automat, essentially.
Yeah, the menu's limited to hamburger, cheeseburger, or lettuce wrap accompanied by fries and a drink. That's it.
All right.
Yeah, we had Flippy here.
Yep.
Well, we didn't have the Flippy.
Well, I mean, we had a robot that was...
Flipped burgers.
It just picked up hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was. I'm sorry.
It was picky uppy. It wasn't flippy. Okay. Oh. It was tongy.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't care where he's from. He's a hardworking restaurant employee. And if he's from the Pacific Islands, good for him. We have some very fine
tongy
athletes from there. this really isn't AI, is it? Just a robot. I mean, is that considered?
Well, that's artificial intelligence,
right?
Tom.
It's not the AI that
it's not
has been buzzworthy, right. But
right.
This is the original. This is OG AI.
Oh
yeah!
Wow!
Yeah, robot stuff.
This is going to be getting complicated. LGBTQ OG AI.
Boy.
Cover all the bases. Hey, listen, if you're a robot, whatever he wants to do in his side time is okay with me. You can marry another robot.
Actually, it's not even a robot. It's just some guy who identifies as a robot.
Okay.
That guy would be hello.
Hello.
You know, there's got to be a guy out there.
That identifies as a
there's
robot?
No doubt.
Yes. Oh, there he is. He's currently in a home. And he kind of amusing the staff. Hey, how's Robert the robot today? now what you're doing.
Robert the Robot.
Yeah, of course you would go by Robbie.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jedes Business hat Ambitionen und PayPal Open ist die Plattform, um sie wahr werden zu lassen. So können Sie als HändlerInnen bezahlt werden, wie Ihre Kundschaft es möchte. Und egal wo, online, im Laden oder unterwegs. Und wenn es Zeit ist zu wachsen, bietet PayPal ein Netzwerk aus Hunderten von Millionen PayPal-NutzerInnen weltweit. Und schnelle Finanzierungsoptionen und Tools, damit Sie ganz locker expandieren können. Das ist PayPal Open. Eine Plattform für alle Arten von Business. Erfahren Sie mehr auf paypalopen.de.